Hi, I'm Daryl Cagle, and this is the Cagle Cast, where we're all about political cartoons. And today we are talking about the World Humor Awards. And the World Humor Awards are in Italy this year. And we've got all the winners, and we have two of the main people that were dealing with the award on the juries. They are Marco De Angelis, who is our newest Cagle cartoonist. He comes from Italy. He's our first Italian cartoonist. I'm very happy to have you, Marco.
Yes, I don't know. It is voice.
Okay, and we have Robin Schwartzman, and Robin is a caricature cartoonist, and she's the president of the ISCA. It's a caricature organization. Thank you for being here, Robin.
Thank you so much for having me.
So we're going to talk about all the cartoons, the winners in all of these categories, and why you picked them, and what the World Humor Awards are. I think this will all be great fun.
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Oh, very good. So, Marco, let's start off with you.
The cartoons are not from the World Humor Awards. It is from other publications and exhibitions around the world. Won first prize in San Antonio de los Baños in Cuba. This year, there's an exhibition. I won Grand Prix and the first prize in the free section. It's a big success. And this is, I think, one of the most important problems of our society and history. The cancel culture, politically correct, the negation of freedom of thought.
People with no good sense rejecting good sense.
But I think, look at actual society that were many people without brain, symbolically, of course.
Marco, I should say he has won 160 awards around the world at competitions, which is really pretty darn impressive. And he was a juror in the humor and comics category in Italy this year at the World Humor Awards. And I'm just showing some of his award winners from other competitions. He's also illustrated tons of children's books, and he's been a cartoonist in 1975. So great pleasure to have you here, Marco, and great pleasure to have you join Cagle Cartoons.
This won the Golden Palm, and in a period of the Yugoslav war with Bosnia and Kosovo and Serbia, and at the situation we can see that is the same that in these days.
This is also an award winner.
No, the International Salon of Bordighera was held for 50 years from 1954, and was the first exhibition in the world about humor, gag and editorial cartoons, but also humor books or also humor literature, humor comics. And Golden Palm was awarded with the Golden Palm, and is, I think, in my career, this is an important moment.
Well, congratulations on this one, Marco. That's a great cartoon. We need for you to upload these wonderful oldies to our archive so the American newspapers see them now that you've joined.
But I published it from 50 years, from 1975. Then I have a thousand and thousand of cartoons, editorial cartoons, also egg cartoons, illustration for children's books or for magazines or daily newspaper. I am also professional journalist then for the newspapers. I published articles, but every day an editorial cartoon.
Marco, you're a treasure. This one won the Hürriyet competition in Turkey.
Is in Turkey. Aydın Doğan is now the Oscar of cartooning, and it is the first prize in 9 years ago. I won the first prize also in 1987. The big problem of our times, the immigration, refugees.
Well, I think this is a great cartoon. I'm very impressed with it.
Yeah, not even just the content, but the way it's executed, right? The rendering, the soft folds in the sheets is really beautiful.
It is, and it shows the desperation versus the just being uncomfortable with this coming in between us in such an intimate way. I think that's just a very wonderful, witty cartoon. How about this one? Is this one also an award winner?
There is a cartoon of 1985, you think?
Oh, it should be good forever.
Same situation in the very dramatic. But my choice was to realize cartoons without words, only the images, only the graphic, a graphic comment with surreal message, with using the paradox, the surreal situation, the metaphor.
Well, this is a great cartoon. We call cartoons like this evergreens because they never get old and you can always use them forever. And I think you've got a lot of these that you need to upload to us. So tell us about this one. They're trading brain.
And I think sometimes the humor, the satire is really prescient because also I was published on the American Digest in 1985 or 87. Then many years ago, I love science fiction. Then I think also as a cartoonist, I look ahead to the future. Then it is the future that I think for the humanity. But this is now real.
I was just going to say this is no longer the future. This is quite relevant.
This is one that you uploaded for the syndicate, and I think this is great.
Another situation about the immigration, the two worlds, the desperation of the workers and the refugees, the migrants, and the tranquility of the normal family of the Western countries.
This one is just a lovely composition.
Forever. The title is Forever, and also this, because the situation is the same from dozens of years, from years and years. The peace is also blocked in this bowl of glass.
Marco, you are just brilliant, and I'm delighted to have you join us. And I'm going to introduce Robin.
Wonderful.
Okay. Robin is the president of ISCA, the International Society of Caricature Artists, and they are a co-sponsor of the World Humor Awards that we're just about to show you. And she was on the jury for the Caricature Awards, one of the two Caricature Awards. And she teaches art at the University of Minnesota. And welcome, Robin. We will show a bunch of your stuff.
Thank you. Mine's a little less heady and a little more playful, but you know, such is sometimes the caricature world.
I think your stuff is great. I think Macaulay Culkin's teeth just made me laugh out loud. I don't think cartoonists pay enough attention to teeth because teeth are so interesting and expressive and really, really can define a person without your having thought about them. And
absolutely, yeah.
With Macaulay Culkin there, I think a great example of that.
I also just love contrast between characters and shapes. And when you do these kind of group compositions, you can really play on the kind of hot dog versus hamburger shapes in the breadth of human heads. So
very good. So here's the Addams Family, and this is just great stuff. Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm. This one was one that I noodled with for about 10 hours to get a likeness I was happy with. And I sort of settled on this one and said, okay, I'm done, and wasn't sure about it. And then when I put it out into the world of social media, it got such a overwhelmingly positive response from people in a way I wasn't expecting. And so it just goes to show that sometimes the drawings that you're not sure about, the audience receives quite differently. And so it's grown on me over time.
Well, his expression is very good, and his looking out of the frame is provocative. His looking to the right is provocative because you expect a cartoon to read from left to right, and he's looking in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, that is a little bit abrasive, and it's just, it's all very nice and provocative in a subtle way. So very good. And who is this?
This is the artist Basquiat, Jean-Michel Basquiat, who is a well-known painter. And yeah, just really playing on those, the weight of the hands. Very inspired by Hirschfeld, obviously, here.
We love Hirschfeld. Tell us about your Hirschfeld inspiration.
When I was a kid, my grandparents lived in Connecticut, and they had volunteered for the New Haven Schubert Theater. And so they had this poster hanging in the basement outside of their laundry room that was from a play at the New Haven Schubert Theater. And it was what I would later come to realize drawings of Hirschfeld. But when I was a kid, I didn't know any of that. I would just stare at this poster and be mesmerized. It was cartoons, but not the same kind of cartoons I had seen in animations or in the newspapers. I knew something was different about it. And so I absorbed, I think, a lot of that at a very young age, and then later was able to identify who that artist was and then study his work.
Well, we all miss Hirschfeld. He was a great influence for cartooning. And tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is just a fun little Ted dancing and just playing around. I typically draw in black and white or minimal colors or spot colors. And so this one was just a little bit fun to play with some more blocks of shades to,
very good,
to contrast against the line work. Yeah.
There is AOC. You want to tell us a little bit about ISCA and what you do with them and what ISCA is?
Yeah, the International Society of Caricature Artists is a nonprofit trade organization dedicated to celebrating the art and artists of caricature around the globe. We have been around for 34 years, so this November we'll be having our 34th annual conference and competition, which we do annually. And our conference is the biggest gathering of caricature artists in the world and is kind of known as the Olympics of caricature. We've got a lot of competitions and a big awards banquet at the end. And so if you're a caricature artist, it's kind of one of the main places you can really have your work highlighted and celebrated. But in addition to that, we have guest speakers. There's lots of networking and camaraderie. So it's a really great place to kind of meet your heroes and be inspired and feel the energy of the room. But beyond the conference, we do things throughout the year. We have an annual printed compendium and a member exclusive blog. So we have tutorials and interviews year round and host virtual drawing sessions. And so, yeah, if you're a caricature artist and want to learn more, even if you're just getting started or passionate about the art form, I highly recommend joining ISCA.
Excellent. So it took this long and now we're going to get to all the award winners from the World Humor Awards. Marco, you won an award with this one at the World Humor Awards. Yeah. Tell us about this.
There's two faces of the world, rich countries, the rich food, and the poor poverty of the south of the world. Different vision over the economies.
I think it's great to see a hamburger representing all of the Western world rather than just America. And very good for you to give that equal opportunity description to the hamburger.
The big burger represents, I think, food of all the rich societies, no? Very, very fast and smart. On the back of a big burger, there is an economy, a poor economy.
Very good. Now, this was the grand prize winner in the humor and comics division. Can you tell us about this one?
Okay, this is the other cartoon is was out of contest, of course, because I am a member of the jury. This is the first prize of in World Humor Awards of this year. The 10th edition is Agimi Sulaj from Albania. And
Sulaj from Albania.
Agimi Sulaj from Albania, yes, is a famous cartoonist that other prizes also in World Humor Awards some years ago won the third prize, and the theme of this year was about economy, the poverty and richness,
how the money just goes through the poor and so back to the rich,
differences in the society.
Very good. Now, this was the golden trophy, and here is the bronze trophy by Angel Boligan from Mexico, who is an excellent Kegel cartoonist.
Yes, Angel Boligan by Mexico. And this is also the Golden Prize with Ramses Morales from Cuba.
Well, now, I think this is just a brilliant cartoon. You know, men get credit for making the world go round, but it's really women that are lifting the weight of making the world go round. And he's done that in a subtle way, and he's got the woman obscured, so it's clear that she's not getting credit. This is just a very lovely and, for something so bold, surprisingly subtle way of presenting something so bold. I think it's just a beautiful cartoon.
I think it is very interesting in this exhibition, but also other contests, the different style of the artist to finding the idea to send a graphic comment about some argument. The comment about the society, the richness and the poverty. Angel Boligan look to the rapport between men and women.
And the theme of the cartoons and comics, I'm sorry,
as it's cartoons the world and, turns.
As the world turns. Is the theme of this. So we're seeing lots of images of the world.
I should say how the world turns.
How the world turns. I've got how the world turns. So how the world turns is the theme of this portion of the competition. And that's why you see lots of worlds and turning.
How the world turns about has many, many, many significance. This is the
silver trophy. Konstantin Kazanchev from Ukraine. Hi, I want to remind everybody to subscribe to our Kegel.com free daily newsletter. It gives you the top three cartoons that editors have printed all across the USA that day. And we also have a premium newsletter, and that costs $6 a month. And with that, you get all the friggin' cartoons, even all those cartoons that timid editors don't want to see, the stuff that's offensive to grandma that doesn't make it into the daily newspaper, all those Trump cartoons that are never in the most popular cartoons. So get it now. Thank you. Workers and all the powerful elite are supported by lies, all by lies. So tell us about this one. Why did you select this one? You were on this jury.
This is the Pinocchio is the icon of the lies, represent the lies in the society, the lies in the world of work, of religion, over the policy.
This well, one it's a also makes
how the world turns.
I like this one because it also references the famous photos of the lunch workers in New York on top of the skyscraper, if you can remember that, where they're all sitting on the beam kind of floating over the city. And so it's a little precarious. So there's a lot of interesting references in this one working together.
That's great. I missed that one. Okay. This one is by Ramses Morales. Is Cuierdo from Cuba.
Yes, exequo with Boligan is also a good message, but simple but very strong, the difference from the south and the north of the world.
I should say I went to the competition, the exhibition this year, and it was great fun. It's in the Parma area of Italy, which is not where you think to go as an American tourist. Yeah, it's where Parmesan cheese and Parma ham come from. And it was just very charming and full of castles. And I had a wonderful time. And I got to meet both of you, and I made lots of new friends. And so I'm a big fan of World Humor Awards now. This is one that I drew that won an award in this contest, and thank you very much for that and for inviting me, and I had a great time.
Your cartoon.
Yeah, that was my cartoon. Enough of that. They see me all the time on this podcast. So
because also about... there it was awarded.
Yes, and this is the other prize. One that won the same award that I did, Lepidus Excellence Trophy by Fabio
Finocchioli. Fabio also these cartoons of special prize.
Well, very good. So, Robin, we've gotten up to your caricature category. This one is by Oliveres Lindsay from Spain. It's the first prize in the ISCA section. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so this year we had our inaugural partnership with the World Humor Awards. By we, I mean ISCA, where we had a special separate category called the ISCA World Humor Awards, where we invited our members, our professional ISCA members, to submit to the World Humor Awards. And this year, the World Humor Awards always provides a list of six different subjects that the artists can choose from, and then they can draw and submit up to two caricatures.
Subjects meaning people.
People, correct. So this year it was, I'm going to pronounce some of these names incorrectly, so I apologize, but Elon Musk was one of them, Giorgia Meloni, the Prime Minister of Italy, Tadej Pogačar, I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but he's a Slovenian cyclist, and then Lucia...
A Slovenian cyclist?
Yes, and then Lucia Riker.
To me, that strikes me as very obscure.
Yeah, Lucia Riker, who's a Dutch boxer, and then Tim Roth, an English actor, and Whoopi Goldberg, the American actress. So those were the subjects. And so for the ISCA World Humor Award, ISCA put together a separate jury of three former Golden Nosy winners. And the Golden Nosy in the world of ISCA is like the Academy Award. It's the creme de la creme. That makes you the caricature artist of the year. So our jury was composed of Daniel Stieglitz, who is a German caricature artist, Hitomi Ishihara, who's a Japanese caricature artist, and Kev Jackson, who's an American caricature artist. And so the three of them looked at all of the submissions from our members, went through the jury process, and picked the top three, a gold, silver, and a bronze. So Lindsay's piece of Elon Musk was our big gold winner for the ISCA World Humor Awards this year.
Well, I think this is a great one, and his mouth makes me laugh. So this is the Slovenian cyclist.
Yep, and this is by Ray Gorlin, and Ray is actually a caricature artist based here in Minnesota, where I'm located, so that was exciting. But yeah, really just compelling, I think, like what I'd call a body situation here, turning the cyclist's legs into the bicycle, I think was really, really clever.
Excellent. And tell us about this one. This is your third place winner.
This is the third place, and this is by Svetlana Novakova, who's based in Austin, Texas. And this is a version of Whoopi Goldberg. And Svetlana's really known for extreme exaggeration and kind of reducing or taking out features and exaggerating others.
Do you think Whoopi has buck teeth?
You know, it's exaggerated, but I can definitely tell the likeness and the bird's nest.
I can certainly see the likeness too. It whether she had buck teeth or not, even that doesn't seem to matter, even though it's a main focus of the thing. And is there a story behind the blue eggs in her hair?
If there is, I don't know the reference, but I was just getting the bird's nest vibe. So
okay.
There might be something that she was in that referred to blue eggs, but that I don't know.
Well, very good. Now, tell us about this one. This is the Golden Trophy. Now, this is like a third jury that selected another set of caricature artists. Is that right, Robin?
The juror for the main World Humor Awards juried both the comics and the caricature section. And so there was sort of two main juries, the World Humor Award proper and then the ISCA World Humor Award, which is a separate jury.
So Marco, you were the juror for this grand prize winner in the caricature category.
Yes, we received a lot of caricature, and this is effectively the most impressive in the landscape of the participation. And,
I should say this is Giorgia Meloni, who is
Giorgia Meloni, Prime Minister of Italy, and Marilena Nardi is a very clever artist, Italian artist, interpreted very, very, very well the person, also the spirit, the Giorgia Meloni body with the walking is very interesting.
I should say Marilena is just a brilliant cartoonist, and I've always been very impressed with her. And also you see the barbed wire on Giorgia Meloni's clothes. Giorgia Meloni's known for very much trying to keep the migrants out of Italy. So the reason for the barbed wire.
Okay. is a strong message about the policy of Giorgia Meloni. It was published on the Daily Newspaper and other publication, and I think
it's on the cover of your very nice catalog.
Yes, I think
it's a very nice catalog, I've got to say.
Also.
Okay. Now, tell me about this one. This one is...
I think this is one of the most clever caricaturists in the world, Moan.
Philippe Wang.
It's very, very, very beautiful. This
brilliant French
is
character.
Very impressive.
And this is the British actor Tim Roth, who I don't know who this guy is. British actor Tim Roth, but it looks just like him.
Yeah, I would say that Monsieur Moan's skill is really in this rendering, right? This, I don't know if I'd call it hyper-realistic, but it definitely leans more towards the realistic, but just the technique used to render the skin and every single little hair in the fabric, right? It's very meticulous and very skillful.
Well, he is just a brilliant and nice guy. So this one...
The style is very different. And because many participants... Only few participants try to a good caricature of Elon Musk or Meloni, for example. This is one of the best caricature of a Musk in the
content. It is a great caricature. Can you tell me what MWTSTPD on the license plate means?
I don't know.
My only guess is I'm with stupid.
I'm with stupid. Yes, that must be it. That's very good.
Or something. We'll have to ask Theodosius on that one. But I love the wind-up toy car here. And yeah, Theodosius is just a master at this pencil-hatching style.
He's the judge.
Yes, yes.
I like him. He is very good.
So this is Mario Magnatti, Italy, and the special prize Rino Montanari. And he won the first prize some years ago. And he's also very a good caricaturist, with very, very quickly.
So this is Eris from Cuba, and this is really a charming cartoon. It's something that could be interpreted in lots of different ways.
No, but his interpretation, it's not precisely the theme, but another view of the arguments of the world is also the direction is going the humanity. And the men look for the significance, for the future, for the real destiny.
Very good. So, Egil Nyhus from Norway.
Norway is another view of the world.
This is...
They turns around the world, but they also turns inside.
I mean, I just see it as a humorous take on... Yeah, raw, naked, vulnerable humans running around chasing each other, that's the energy making the world spin. But
okay,
beyond that, I'm not sure.
This one is from Tayo Fatunla, who is a Nigerian cartoonist who lives in London. He's also a Kegel cartoonist, and his cartoons appear in sub-Saharan West African newspapers. And he's got Trump, who I guess is the monster abusive spouse abusing liberty. So what do you think? Liberty has nowhere to run and nowhere to hide.
Yeah, this is very impressive. This is the style is an American cartoon, like, but the silhouette of Trump is significant.
Any comments on this one, Robin?
I mean, poor Liberty is in a cold, dark room. We can feel the emotion and the weight, the American flag as the blanket that she's crying into. But yeah, I mean, compositionally, I think it's brilliant, the use of negative space. And yeah, obviously, very weighty, relevant message.
So here we have...
Hiko. He's a famous cartoonist in Turkey. And he won in the past in other exhibitions, countless many prizes. And there is also another interpretation.
Well, this is interesting. So
some spiritual, some scientific.
The curse of original sin also falls upon science. So I'm not entirely getting the point. Maybe you have some insight on this. How does the biblical curse of original sin impact Isaac Newton? You know, sometimes these cartoons look very deep and thoughtful, but when I try to figure them out, I have no idea what they mean. And this falls into that category for me.
I don't know. I don't understand. Sorry.
All right. Very good. This is from Kevin Callagher, Cal, American cartoonist. You've got the world. The world says, I long for the Cold War when all that concerned me was nuclear annihilation. And there you have all of these other great issues, climate change, war, pandemics, and artificial intelligence pushing back the door on the poor world. I think this is very nice. Drawn for The Economist.
Yes. But do you know Cal very well?
Cal is a convention friend.
A good idea, very, very actual. And also, we prefer the jury, the World Humor Awards, prefer the cartoons without words, but this idea is very nice. Then we selected
it. Well, I think this cartoon could have been just as good without the words. You know, I appreciate the point about the Cold War and nuclear annihilation not being pushing on the door at this moment, but it really kind of is. He might have just added Mr. H-bomb to push on the door as well. But it's good.
I agree. The text could have been removed and it could have been equally as powerful of a message.
This one is by Luke Vernimmen from Belgium. And I think this is a great cartoon. Tell us about this one, Marco.
Well, this is Vernimmen is also well known. And it is a good idea because it is real.
The money pushes back the upper classes. The money classes push back and the world goes nowhere.
I think that's a great cartoon.
I think also the people, desperate people that push on the world.
You had a comment, Robin?
Yeah, I mean, this one's interesting because it's using some collage element, right? The money, it looks like to me like it's pulled from like a photo of money and not drawn. And I haven't seen that in a lot of the other entries.
This is also another Italian cartoonist, Mauro Talarico, was selected, was a finalist. Is another idea about the war and poor people. This is a portrait of our time. I think.
It does. The callous, uncaring treatment by war of the people in the world who suffer. I think this is a very nice cartoon.
Very, very nice. Yes. Larico is a good cartoonist and also illustrator. He also is a teacher in a humor comics school. He also was awarded some years ago in World Humor Awards. We are in the jury of World Humor Awards, so we are 10 men. Members of the jury, and it's difficult to select the best cartoons from the a lot of participants. And the participants of I told you that we invited only a selected number of cartoonists in the world, but there are hundreds and arrive a lot of very good works. This is Niels Bobøysen from Denmark. He's a very big cartoonist and well known in the world,
and Trump is a dark shadow on the world.
As is Fabio Amado, Italian cartoonist, and also Bard. He think to the hand of God from the 16th chapel, and with the I don't know the name of the
that's a top
the game. Okay, and is also this with the heart
just about to spin the top
in this Luxembourg.
Also yes,
the world. This is the destiny.
I have seen probably 100 cartoons of the world as a bomb. But this is a nice one.
This is from Brazil.
So is she dreaming of when the tree, always or is she the tree that's grown up?
Also this with a shadow, but another shadow. It's not Trump for the world, but is a message of hope, I think.
A message of hope.
The little okay. The water.
That okay. She is the growth that one day will become. The watering of the world.
Well,
there are few prizes, but for example, the Lepidus Excellence Trophy from Oli and also Daryl Kegel. And the Lepidus is the main sponsor of the exhibition. But the World Humor Awards has also a literary prize every year to a different writer, famous writer, or humoristic writer, or other that realized some humor books. And the prize, the special prize for the comics.
Well, very good. Do you, either of you have any last words?
I'll just say that I think it's great that these kinds of events and competitions take place, because so often as artists, we work alone in our studios and we're very focused on the task at hand. And so these are an opportunity not only for us to have the work celebrated and amplified, but then for a group of artists to get to come together and celebrate each other. So I think it's a wonderful annual event.
It was a wonderful event. And thank you for all you do, Marco. And thank you, Robin, both jurors at the event.
Yes, it was. This is a wonderful meeting for together to speak about our works, but also about World Humor Awards, to tell about this international meeting, the spirit of humor and the satire, and over the friendship, I think, is the most important prize for us.
I made lots of great friends at this thing, and thank you so much. And subscribe to our daily newsletter, kaggle.com/subscribe, which is just a wonderful thing. And our premium newsletter, where you get all the cartoons that timid editors didn't want to print. Everything, you get everything with the premium newsletter, only $6 a month. What a deal. Thank you for joining us. And thank you again, Robin and Marco. This was lots of fun.
Ciao. Thank you.
Okay.
Greetings from Italy.
Very good. Bye-bye, everybody. Come back for the next Kaggle Cast. Be sure to subscribe at kaggle.com.